So could I ask, Gwen, first of all, what's the origin of this museum?
Well, it's the museum born in more than 30 years ago. It was established here in 1984 because there was 300 years of the
anniversary.
Anniversary of Lorient, the town. So in the beginning, for the anniversary, there was an association, a group of people, which gave the town about 30 objects around the thematic of company, in India Company, French East India Company.
So private individuals donated these objects?
Yes, was around the anniversary of the town, and then it was a first collection was given to the town.
Right, we're standing right by a display case here, showing a statue of a camel,
yes.
A model of a camel. Is this one of the objects that was donated?
No, it was small objects mostly porcelains, so Chinese porcelain for exportation for French market, a few onboard objects for navigation.
From ships?
For shipping.
Okay, so ships. Sorry, another question. What is the origin then of the actual company itself?
So the company, French East India Company, born in 1664, for French East India Company, it's more than 50 years after the English one, which is the EIC, which is born in 1600, right. And the Dutch company, born in 1602.
So it was established by, was it Vauban?
No, Vauban is more building.
Colbert?
So it's Colbert, which wants to give, and Louis XIV, which
Louis
wants to give to French a power on seas, and he wants to establish a French power on the seas.
Right, and it's in direct competition then to the English fleets and the Dutch.
Yes, it is, but it's also because France don't want to let only all the merchants and the goods from Asia and India to Dutch and British or English, so they build the companies to go directly there for getting some products and make some benefits. Of course, it's a commercial exchange or commercial adventure. Sorry, and so
and it must have been very lucrative, the actual trade.
It was for some goods, but it was also it needed a lot of capitals during many years, so it was not easy to manage products like China. They only accepted silver or almost silver, so products made in Europe had to exchange, for example, in Africa for some other products, or the French had to buy silver from Spanish, which has silver coming from South America. So they had to already make exchanges to be able to buy some products in Asia. So it was quite complicated.
So which would be the products that would be most highly prized?
So there were
porcelain
from China. It was most merchandise coming from there was porcelain, tea and silk. But from India, for example, it was fabrics, cotton fabrics, but yeah, spices also, of course. There was also coffee from Mascarene, I don't know, Bourbon Island, France Island, which is Île Maurice, Île Bourbon, no, La Réunion, Île Maurice.
Now,
yes.
Right. Now we can hear in the background that there's another talk taking place here, and in fact today is the anniversary of the abolition of the slave trade. That's why the talk is taking place now. So, how does slavery fit into the overall picture?
Company wanted to make benefits, and there were some new goods to sell, like sugar, which was quite new and useful at this time. And then for making sugar for that was needed for people to go to work in the sugar cane. I don't know if it's like that we tell.
Cane sugar.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah. In fact, I've just been listening to the talk.
Yes.
And I've learned something new today. Sugar was used not just to flavor food, but yeah. as a kind of preservative, like yes. salt. I didn't know that.
Yes. So. It was the essential of this product at that time was for conservation, like making jam or something, and preserve food also on board, because it was very difficult on board to stay healthy, and so the people on board needed some healthy food. They discovered later that it was a lack of vitamin which made some disease. So sugar was a part of it. There was salt also, but it was known since a long time. And so sugar became a major point of
product for conservation.
Yeah, yes, for conservation. Mm.
So how long did the transatlantic passage take then from, say, Port Louis to the Caribbean, for example?
So it was about in between 12 and 18 months to make the round trip, maybe.
Sorry, the round trip being where?
Being from France to Africa to take some, to change goods against slaves or what people which will became slaves, then go until United States, but America, Caribbean Sea, and yes, and then exchange again the goods and the men, which became slaves later, and then go back to Europe. It was about 12 months until 18th.
Wow, long time.
Yes, quite a long time. For going to Asia, it was even longer because it was between 18 and almost 2 years to go and back the round trip. So
okay. Finally, it's a very interesting place, the Citadel. That we're in here. It's got not just this museum, but I think two other museums. So could you say a little bit about the actual construction of the overall complex, the site?
Yes, the museum take place in a citadel, which is late 16th century, and it was built by the Spanish, and then it was chosen by French East India Company to make the center of their shipbuilding here. And so now it's still a citadel. The citadel still exists with National Marine Museum and the French East India Company Museum.
I think that's enough for now. Thank you very much. It's a fascinating museum.